DeepEnglish.com.
Mind Games, Active Speaking, Part D. Officer Vickery was confused. Who was confused? Officer Vickery was confused. The story sounded absurd, but they were very close to CIA headquarters, and he did have to deal with the intelligence community from time to time. What sounded absurd? The story sounded absurd. What were they very close to? They were very close to CIA headquarters. Did he have to deal with the intelligence community from time to time? Yes, he had to deal with the intelligence community from time to time. Theo demanded to meet with Vickery's boss, and several meetings were set up, but Theo was a no-show. What did Theo demand? Theo demanded to meet with Vickery's boss. Were meetings set up? Yes, several meetings were set up. Who was a no-show? Theo was a no-show. Theo was also making phone calls to local lawyers to help Herson out. Who was Theo also making phone calls to? Theo was also making phone calls to local lawyers. He offered two lawyers $45,000 to take the case, but he never showed up to meet them either. How much did he offer two lawyers? He offered two lawyers $45,000 to take the case. It all came to a head when the police broke the encryption Theo was using to hide his phone number. Did it all come to a head? Yes, it all came to a head. When did it come to a head? It all came to a head when the police broke the encryption Theo was using to hide his phone number. His number belonged to a man named Josh Brady, living in a small town a couple of hours south of Washington, D.C. Did the number belong to Josh Brady? Yes, the number belonged to Josh Brady. Where did Josh Brady live? Josh Brady lived in a small town a couple of hours south of Washington, D.C. Writer John Ronson describes this turning point. What does John Ronson describe? John Ronson describes this turning point. The police drove down there, and in an instant, three things became clear. Did the police drive down to Josh's house? Yes, the police drove down to Josh's house. How many things became clear? Three things became clear. The first was that Theo and Josh were the same person. What was the first thing? The first was that Theo and Josh were the same person. The second was that Josh was not working for the CIA. He was 26 and living with his mother and grandmother. Was Josh working for the CIA? No, Josh was not working for the CIA. How old was he? He was 26 years old. Who was he living with? He was living with his mother and grandmother. And the third was that Josh was totally convinced that he was working for them. What was Josh convinced of? Josh was convinced that he was working for the CIA. Josh suffered from delusional disorder. What problem did Josh have? Josh suffered from delusional disorder. The main difference between delusional disorder and schizophrenia is that people with delusional disorder have fantasies that are plausible. Is delusional disorder and schizophrenia the same thing? No, delusional disorder and schizophrenia are not the same thing. What kind of fantasies do people with delusional disorder have? People with delusional disorder have fantasies that are plausible. Josh didn't believe he was Jesus Christ or an alien from another planet. Did Josh believe he was Jesus Christ or an alien from another planet? No, Josh didn't believe he was Jesus Christ or an alien from another planet. He believed he was an undercover government agent, and sometimes regular people have unusual jobs. Who did he believe he was? He believed he was an undercover government agent. Do regular people sometimes have unusual jobs? Yes, regular people sometimes have unusual jobs. His delusion was within the realm of possibility. What was within the realm of possibility? His delusion was within the realm of possibility. And for this reason, Ronson believes that Harrison should feel no shame in being duped. Does Ronson think that Harrison should feel shame in being duped? No, Ronson doesn't think that Harrison should feel shame in being duped. Robbing banks for the government sounds ludicrous, but the CIA has been known to do even crazier things. Does robbing banks for the government sound ludicrous? Yes, robbing banks for the government sounds ludicrous. Everything he said to Harrison was plausible. Do you think that everything said to Harrison was plausible? The government dropped all charges against Harrison. What happened to Harrison? The government dropped all charges against Harrison. Carolina and Harrison's friend and family were never charged, and Josh was given probation after agreeing to get psychiatric treatment. What happened to Carolina and Harrison's friend and family? Carolina and Harrison's friend and family were never charged. What did Josh agree to? Josh agreed to psychiatric treatment. Within a year, Josh was again arrested for impersonating a government agent. What was Josh again arrested for? Josh was again arrested for impersonating a government agent.